me, so I've just taken a look at what you sent me in terms of your product launch. And so your product is, how do you pronounce that?
Batter Adder.
That's what I thought, Batter Adder.
Yeah.
And it's a product for using with MySpace.
Yeah.
So why don't you give us a brief description?
Well, what it'll do is basically it automates all of the functions that you would want to do on MySpace if you wanted to market or promote on MySpace. So it'll automate adding friends and sending messages and sending bulletins and all that so that you can get a lot more done in less time.
Well, okay. And so obviously you've know MySpace a little bit. I mean, to get this
inside and out by now.
Yeah, right. Right, I imagine. So, and how long ago did you start to get involved with MySpace?
Well, you know, this launched on April 20th, and I had started playing with MySpace about 2 months before that.
Oh, wow. So
yeah.
It didn't take you long to get up to speed then.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd gone out and bought all of the other software products that do similar things to mine and was dissatisfied.
Then
I had one built. And then I thought, you know, other people could probably use this too because mine's better because I had it built, you know, the way that I wanted it, you know. And, yeah, and so I decided to sell it, and here we are.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll get into the numbers in a minute, and people will understand exactly why that's such an amazing story. So, I mean, so...
Yeah,
we'll talk about that in just a sec. So, I mean, it's pretty amazing to go from, you know, joining MySpace, getting set up, and buying tools, and 2 months later, within 2 months, basically deciding you didn't like these other tools, designing your own tool, and getting a program, because it sounds like you didn't do the programming.
No.
So you went and, you know, presumably went to, like, an Elance or Rent-A-Coder or something, spec'd it out. Had you ever done any software?
No software.
You'd never done any, like software management, like where you put together a spec and you figured all that out on your own?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
I mean, I'd done little things like, you know, oh, I need a header for a website or, you know.
Yeah.
I need this script installed, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
But I'd never, you know, hired somebody to do a big project like this. And I was terrified that the guy was, you know, going to suck or, you know.
I would imagine.
Because I was on a very, very tight budget at that time, too.
Right.
And if it didn't work out, you know, it would have been bad. You know, I would have been in bad shape.
Yep.
You know, but I believed in what I was doing, and so I went ahead and did it.
And that process went pretty smooth, getting it programmed?
Yeah, I have an incredible coder.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I got really, really, really lucky. I have an incredible coder. I'm still working with him today, you know, for all the updates and stuff that the software needs. You know, and he's amazing. So I got really, really, really lucky.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, so you went from, from getting this thing coded, and then, and so now you've got a product, and basically you were the user. I mean, sort of like you knew how to design it because you had these frustrations. You bought everything out there. So, I mean, that's a great thing. I mean, you understood your target market. So when you're going to, so now let's move forward a little bit. Tell me about, did you have a list?
No. I had nothing.
No list.
I had nothing. And it was a big, you know, thing for me at that point. Once I decided, you know, that this is something that I could sell, it was a big decision for me to decide who to market to. And did I want to market to the internet marketing community, where, you know, people could use it for promoting affiliate programs or people can use it to get backlinks and stuff like that, or did I want to promote it to MySpace users? And I decided to go with promoting to MySpace users because with my software, I had the tool to market to them automatically all day long. And because I felt like, you know, and this is, I felt like doing a launch within that community would be basically in some ways easier. seeing as this is my first big product launch, the people coming to my site wouldn't have the marketing background.
Right. No, I know exactly what you mean.
That you guys do. You know what I mean?
Right. No.
So that's what I did.
Yeah. I mean, what you just said, I tell you, the number one objection that people have when they're looking at product launch formula to buy my product or even thinking of doing a product launch,
mm-hmm.
the number one objection is that only works for internet marketing products.
Oh, yeah, no, and absolutely not true.
Right. In fact, it's much, much easier if you do it outside of internet marketing.
Yeah, because they don't know.
Right. They've never seen any of this stuff before.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to do it, if you're going to come out with a product in internet marketing, I think you need to do a launch, and you need to do a good one mm-hmm. to get noticed. And you have to be creative. I mean, you really have to work hard to do something different. You take it to other markets, people have never seen this stuff. They don't have a clue what's going on.
Yeah.
You can do the most basic product launch, just blow people away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks for making that point because, I developed all this stuff for my business in the trading and the investing market,
mm-hmm.
and it's so easy there. And it used to be easy in the internet marketing world before everyone, bought product launch formula.
Yeah.
But cool. So you decided to go after MySpace users.
Yeah.
And then tell me, so you didn't have a list.
No.
So what was your plan to get, to get noticed?
Well, what I did, is I set up the site with an opt-in page
mm-hmm.
and a survey. And, that's obviously, the stuff that I learned from you. So in the survey, I asked people, well, what I did was I used my software and I sent out messages to MySpace users. And I said, hey, will you go to this site and fill out this survey? And on the site, they got there and it said, there's this really cool product coming out soon. You can enter in your information, name, and email here for more, updates as it gets closer to launching.
Mm-hmm.
And then over to the side, there was the survey, and it said, how many MySpace accounts do you have? Because I wanted that for my own data.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you promote on MySpace? I wanted that for my own data so that I knew how to approach them later on.
Mm-hmm.
And so people would go and fill out the survey, and this crowd is incredibly cynical, the MySpace crowd. They're young, and they know advertising when they see it for the most part.
Right.
So having the survey up there and making it seem a little more friendly and a little less, oh, hey, this product's coming out and that's it,
mm-hmm.
I think really helped out a lot. So I got a lot of opt-ins from that, and then I put them into my email sequence as we led up to the launch.
So now that opt-in page and survey, was that on MySpace?
It was on my site.
Okay. So that went to a separate site.
Mm-hmm.
And what type of questions were you asking on the survey? I mean, was it the typical stuff I teach in the product launch formula, or was it a little different?
No, it was just those two that I said. What do you promote on MySpace, and how many MySpace accounts do you have?
I see. And just out of curiosity, to show you how naive I am, I have one MySpace account. I never thought about having more than one. But people, it sounds like people have a lot.
There are people with hundreds.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting. Okay, and you asked them, what do you promote on it? So the people that would buy your product, your target market, are people that are promoting on MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you find the people that are promoting it? Because, like, when I look around MySpace, the majority of people there are not promoting. They're just,
They're just people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What I did was, well, number one, bands. Bands are always promoting.
Okay.
While they're there.
Okay.
So you know that you can find people who want to promote with bands. And then the other place that I would find people who I knew were interested in promoting one thing or another, whether it be themselves or, somebody else or whatever they were doing, is there's a few groups on MySpace that are like, marketing. Or there's a term for people who promote on MySpace, they call them MySpace whores.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the term.
Yeah. I'm not making that up.
Right.
And so there's a couple of groups by that name that you can go to and find users who are interested in promoting on MySpace.
Okay. So I imagine the people coming there, the people that promote on MySpace have got to be doubly cynical. I mean, if your average person on MySpace is cynical, then the people that promote there have got to be super, super cynical.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got them coming through your site, and this is starting to go, well, you actually used your tool to go out and find these people on
mm-hmm.
MySpace,
mm-hmm.
drive them back to your opt-in page, ask them to opt in, plus you're collecting data from them in your survey.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're dropping them into a sequence, which is probably like on AWeber or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And take me further along in a sequence. What's
okay.
happening?
What I did, they'd have the opt-in page, and then once they were in the sequence, they would start to get sneak previews on the product and what the product did.
Mm-hmm.
So like the first, and this was like part of how I tried to overcome their cynicism or disbelief or whatever, was I did videos instead of just emails. Because number one, this crowd doesn't like to read.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm sure there's a few in there who do, but
right.
the majority of them don't.
Right.
and so I thought, I'll do videos, and then that way they can watch it. And then that way, also, I'm not explaining something. They're actually seeing it work.
Right.
Which is always good if you're talking about something that does a physical thing, which, software does.
Yep.
So I did a video for each sort of component that the software does, like sending messages or adding friends or sending comments.
Mm-hmm.
And, that would go out to the people in their email sequence saying, sneak preview number one is up. Let me show you how you can add, hundreds of friends in minutes, And then they'd go to the video, and it was just me talking and showing them how it's done, and I was very, very straightforward, it was basically an instructional video more than a promo video, because,
mm-hmm.
again, I felt like they would see through that.
Right. No, that's great.
Yeah, and, if they saw how it worked and they liked it, they'd buy it, and if they didn't, then they'd go away, and, that's fine, too, because it does what it does, and,
Yeah. So in the videos, I presume, are Camtasia or screen capture?
Camtasia.
Okay. So, that's great. The idea of doing an instructional video, that's a backdoor sale. It's just you can do this, you can do this. This is how you do this. This is how you do this.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, oh, yeah, I want an extra 500 friends today.
Yeah.
That's great. And it also it presumes the sale in a way.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, it's very, very powerful. So you did a bunch of, sneak preview videos.
Yeah. And then each video had, this was my whole site set up on a blog.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that time, people would go to that page with the video, and, once they watched it, they could leave comments and everything, which, got that whole herd mentality going.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's going, oh, my God, this is the coolest thing ever. When is it going to be released?
Right. And you're just loving that.
Yeah, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, it works.
That product launch formula stuff works.
Yeah. so, they started doing that. And so one of the things that I did, I started sending them out, like, in broadcast messages. I started sending them out, sort of like insider information.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting the finishing touches on Batter Adder, and we're, it's going to be ready in probably less than 48 hours, but, you need to watch your email and make sure,
because mm-hmm.
we're not sure yet. Just stuff like that, just to keep them paying attention. I made the affiliate system. I told those people who opted into my sequence about the affiliate system. And the only way that you could find out about it at that point was if you had opted in.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people who became my affiliates, before the product had even launched, really, I think that they did, I gave them a feeling that, this was a special opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only one who knows about this right now. And you'll be able to go out and tell people about something that they've never heard of before, make 50%. This is how it works. Because none of these people know how affiliate programs work.
Oh, that's great.
And so it was, they felt like they were in on the ground floor of a really special opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And so that helped out a lot, too.
Excellent. And of course, you're pointing out that, you know, this, you know, the only people that even know about this affiliate program are the people on this list. There's no other way into it, so you have some exclusivity going there.
Yeah. And I had things like, you know, I think that the message that I sent out to them that told them about the affiliate program said, like, you know, don't tell anybody about this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I explained why.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they signed up for the affiliate program and told them that way, they would make some money.
Yep.
You know, and that kind of thing. So that it would seem, you know, even more exclusive.
Excellent. So the comments on the blog, did those help you identify objections at all? Did they give you, you know, clue you into sort of, I mean, that's one of the things I'm doing as I lead up to a launch, is I'm mm-hmm. studying all the comments on the blog, all the email, and, you know, just trying to get the feel of the market, to feel what's happening and what I should do next.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the first things that I did, or excuse me, one of the last things that I did, after I'd shown them through the demo videos everything that the software did, I asked them how much they would pay for it, or how much they think it's worth, you
mm-hmm.
know, and that was all in comments. And so, you know, people put what they put, you know what I mean? Some people said, I think you should make it free because I can't pay for anything, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then some people put, you know, a reasonable number, but it got discussion going. And then, yeah, I was able to, through each of the videos, I would see what questions people still had. You know,
mm-hmm.
I would answer, in my opinion, how the friend adding works. I would think that, you know, I was pretty clear in that video. And then I'd be able to see that there were a few more questions. And then my next email would say, oh, you know, here are some questions that, you know, a ton of people have been asking, and I just wanted to get you some quick information to overcome their objections beforehand.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Did you point them back to the blog to make comments in your emails?
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. That, just, you know, just for future reference, that really amplifies. You
that would have been good.
Yeah, just telling people, it's amazing. You tell people what to do in your email, and they'll do it.
Uh-huh.
And often that's like, you'll even notice the emails that I send that you get
mm-hmm.
from me. Watch the PS. And
okay.
And typically, you know, standard sales copy, you know, there's certain things you should do in the PS, you know, sales copy 101, you know, restate your offer is what they usually say. And if you look, my PS is especially in my email, not necessarily in the sales letter, but in my email, I'll often do something very different with my PSs, and often it's directing people to do what I want, especially if it's make a comment, send an email back to me. So, yeah, next time you might want to try that.
I will, absolutely.
Cool. But, I mean, the thing I point out to everyone, and this, it wasn't like it was a mistake, it's just something you could have done better, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, we all make mistakes. There's so much going on in every product launch that everyone has a mistake. And my classic example I've mentioned to a few people is when I launched Product Launch Formula, and everyone in the known internet marketing world was mailing about it,
yeah.
I actually forgot to email my 6 and 7 list.
Oh, wow.
I never did until the next, it was like a day later and I realized I had never mailed my list. It's like everyone in the world mailed about the product but me.
That's funny.
Yeah. So,
it's like the most obvious thing.
Right.
You know,
or, you know, there's just everyone, there's a lot going on. So
absolutely.
But the message is that you can screw up, not that you screwed up here, but you can afford to screw up because everything else is so powerful that if you get, you know, half of it right, you're still going to do good.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, you know, this whole launch, I mean, in terms of once I got the website up,
mm-hmm.
took place in about 2 weeks.
Hmm.
From, like, oh, gee, I should do this, to actually, you know, going live.
Wow.
And so, I mean, it was rushed. It was my first launch, you know, so I didn't have, you know, any experience. I didn't really, you know, I tried to find out, but I didn't know how my market would react.
Yep.
So, I mean, looking back, I could have done everything different and everything better.
Mm-hmm.
But the foundation that I laid and that I, you know, and that I worked with in terms of what I learned from Product Launch Formula was enough to make it incredibly successful.
Yeah.
And now having learned, you know, more about these things or, you know, more about my market and all that, I'm actually probably going to do a relaunch fairly soon.
Excellent.
But, yeah, I mean, you know,
so
once you put into place this stuff, there's enough room that you don't have to get everything 100%, that's for sure.
Right. So tell me, so, you know, 2 weeks is amazing. So you basically said, okay, I had this thing created. Oh, boy, maybe I should sell it.
Yeah.
you got, at this point, you got no list. You have no list. You don't know what the price could be. You know, you throw up a blog. You start, you use your product to start to get viral and create that list.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you start to create a list. You start to gather data from people. You're pulling in comments. The comments are giving you more data. You're starting to feel good about this launch, like maybe it will go. But then as you're coming down to launch, you're just not sure. What did it feel like when when it was like launch day and you're about to hit that send button to send out the email? What were your feelings at that point?
Oh, I was terrified. I was absolutely terrified, you know. And I remember, you know, sitting here and talking to my husband and just being like, what if nobody buys it?
Mm-hmm.
What if nobody buys it? You know, like after all this and they've talked back to me and they've told me things and they've told me that they want it, but, you know, people don't always follow through
mm-hmm.
with what they say they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, I was terrified. Just, you know, of failure, really.
No, and believe me, you're not the first person. I have been there myself. Usually I'm pretty calm, but I have had the launches where I was terrified. You know,
mm-hmm.
so, yeah. It's funny because I ask that question to a lot of people. There's a lot of, you know, some people say I was terrified, I was scared, I was euphoric, I was, you know, responses all over the board. I'll tell you what, on your relaunch, you're not going to be terrified that time.
I know.
But, so you press that button, and how long did it take for you to get some gratification?
I think it took like 2 or 3 minutes
mm-hmm.
before the first sale came in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been reading, you know, again, I'm in internet marketing. I'm looking at, you know, John Reese's launch.
Mm-hmm.
Going, well, he got a sale in probably 2 seconds. It took me 2 minutes. You know, and I'm freaking out that whole 2 minutes going, what if nobody buys it? You know, and then they started coming. And then, you know, and they haven't stopped. So.
Yeah, and I mean, was it pretty, so, and then that first hour, did they come in pretty steadily there, or was it a big rush? Or
they came in fairly steadily that whole first day.
Mm. And what kind of sales did you end up doing the first day?
The first day, I did $1,269.
Nice.
Which was at the other thing that I did was hold on, $1,269. It was priced at $27,
mm-hmm.
which was a $20 discount,
mm-hmm.
and that was part of the whole launch thing. You know,
okay.
If you buy it today, you get this discount. So that was 47 copies, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I did 47 copies at $27 each. You know, and like I said, it hasn't stopped, and now the price point's higher. So.
Nice. So how long – so your scarcity deal was a price discount, $27
mm-hmm.
instead of $47.
Mm-hmm.
How long was that for? Was that
24 hours.
Okay, so 24 hours, and you brought in $1,269, which probably went a pretty long way towards whatever the product cost to get programmed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you raised the price to $47, but you said sales haven't slowed, or I guess maybe that's not the right way, but sales have kept on coming in.
Yeah.
Yep, and so I imagine that, once you got some users out there, it got, you know, somewhat viral within the MySpace community.
Absolutely.
Nice. So, I mean, you used the launch to basically create, you know, an instant impact. There's a lot of competitors out there, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
how many competitors do you suppose there are?
Ones that are actually, like, viable, you know,
mm-hmm.
I would say, like, 5.
Okay. So, I mean, and they were in the market already.
Yeah, everybody knows who they are.
Okay. So, I mean, these people were in the market. You came into, I mean, what sounds to me like a fairly crowded market, and you instantly, mm-hmm. you came in with instant momentum, and all of a sudden you're a player, you're on the board.
Yeah, and that was my goal with the launch. It wasn't, I mean, you know, doing a wonderful first, I mean, that's the most money I ever made in a day,
mm-hmm.
$1,269 at that point,
mm-hmm.
you know. But doing huge numbers the first day, you know, wasn't my goal as much as it was to get the Batter Atter name out to the MySpace community,
mm-hmm.
You know, which is why I did the big discount, you know, because I could have used the money. But at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but just to get people buying it and using it. You know, I mean, the other thing I did, too, and I haven't mentioned this, but it's kind of a duh thing, is I did a free demo, you know, so that people can try it for 30 minutes fully functional.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which helps a lot. And them seeing that, you know, the software actually works and that,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's nothing funny going on and it does what it says it does. And you know, they get to try it and go, oh, my gosh, you know, I just got, you know, 150 new friends. That's awesome. I want it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I was able to, from the launch, you know, get enough people who'd bought it who then told other people about it or who became my affiliates and told other people about it. That it is in many ways a self-sustaining operation at this point.
Wow.
In terms of its own marketing.
And so in your email to me, you mentioned some of your, you know, what you're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
And would you feel comfortable sharing some of those numbers? Because they're stunning.
Yeah. My best day so far is $23.97.
Wow.
And that was about... That was 11 days ago now.
Wow.
So it keeps going.
Yeah, so we're now about 4 months after your launch,
mm-hmm.
and you just and you're still climbing in terms of your sales. They're still they're still rising.
Yeah.
And so I mean that's a serious business. When I mean $2,397, such your best day. So even saying, I mean you're talking. Mid five figures or approaching mid five figures per month.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm doing easily at this point about $50K a month.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's what's been so great about it, you know, it's sustained itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the stuff that the way that I got people excited about it. Those people are still excited about it.
Wow.
You know, and that's why they're telling their friends, and that's why sales are still coming in when I'm not really marketing it anymore.
Wow. That's just amazing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're going from sometime, I'm doing the rough math in my head, in let's call it around February, you joined MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
You buy some software tools, you see an opening. You get something programmed. Now we're probably into March sometime. Mm-hmm. You decide, well, I should just go ahead and sell this thing. And, you know, sometime maybe mid-March, early April, you start this launch campaign with no list and no real knowledge of whether the thing's going to sell. And here we are about 4 or 5 months later, and you've got $500,000 $500,000 a year business.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's an amazing story.
I know, isn't it?
It's just, I can't, oh, jeez, I love to hear stories like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things to where, yeah, I mean, I sit here and I, you know, I go and I look at the sales every day, like I wake up and I get, you know, however many sales messages have come through since then,
mm-hmm.
since I went to sleep, you know, and I mean, it's like I have to pinch myself.
Yeah.
You know, and I sit here and I'm like, you know, to my husband, I'm like, Zach, baby, you know, 18 sales came in overnight. You know, I was sleeping and I made money. It's amazing.
Wow.
You know, and it's incredible. And
wow.
I couldn't ask for anything more, that's for sure.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So, on your launch day, you know, you sent out an email right at launch, you know,
mm-hmm.
launch minute, launch hour.
Mm-hmm.
You started to make some sales. Did you follow up? Or, okay, so did you send something later that day?
Yeah, I sent them, I think I sent them something that evening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I went live at probably, it was noon, I believe, Pacific time.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent them something later that evening and said, you know, here's what we did today. You know, you only have, excuse me, like 12 hours left.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is what other people are saying. This is what other people have done. You know, and, like, I'm dead serious that the price is going up, so if you were interested at all, you better get it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I got, you know, a bunch more the next morning when people woke up and got that.
Right.
And then the price went up, and, you know, at noon the next day, just like I said it would, you know, and people kept buying it.
Wow.
I had a couple of people, you know, email me and say, oh, I missed it because of this reason. Can I get the cheaper price? And I said, no.
isn't that a great feeling?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, no.
Yep, right.
But, you know, I mean, they had their time.
Yep.
And with the whole sequence I did, you know, before that launch, they knew
right.
that it was going to be a 24-hour deal.
Yeah.
So.
They didn't believe you.
Yeah,
what
I think
it was.
You're right, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I really have, especially when I pull products off the market. Like, if someone, like, the next day emails me and says, you know, I've been gone for the last week, and, you know, and they convince me, you know, sometimes I'll let them in at that
mm-hmm.
point. But there are definitely, you know, I have one guy, once I did a launch, and this guy, you know, was writing me, and this is in the investing market. This guy's writing me, hey, I like your sales letter, blah, blah, blah. In other words, he was basically kept that, you know, telling me he's a direct marketing guy, and, you know, whose copy have you studied, and going on and on, trying to be buddy-buddy with me.
Yeah.
And then he didn't buy during the launch. It was a week. He had a launch week, and the day after, he emails me and says, hey, can I get that? And I'm like, I know the guy's watching every single step of the way. And I'm like, no, sorry.
Yeah, you were there, dude.
You know, you're just testing me. You're playing games, and no, you're
yeah.
not going to get it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, you did it all in 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And then when was your next follow-up email after that? I mean, you did. So it sounds like you didn't send it. You sent an email at lunch minute. You
mm-hmm.
sent one that evening. Now, you didn't send one the next day?
I sent one the next day.
Right at like?
Like 2 hours before it was going to close.
Good. Great.
Yeah.
I was hoping you did that.
Yeah. Just to remind everybody, and
good.
You know, this is your last chance.
Yep.
And I'm serious.
Yep. and when you sent that third email where people email, sent writing back saying, hey, stop sending me emails. This is the third email you sent me in 24.
No.
Yep. Yep. Right.
Yeah. Didn't get anything like that.
Yep.
And I got, you know, I got very few unsubscribes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody was like hooked on the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
And that's another thing, people, and the reason I ask you that is for all the listeners here, a lot of people, they get timid about sending those emails.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sending the third email, you know, sending the second email in a day. And, you know, the point is, it's just like you said, the people are involved in the story. They want to know what's coming next, what's happening.
Exactly.
And,
you know, the unsubscribes that I did get, they were usually on, like, the first message in the sequence.
Mm-hmm.
Just somebody who wasn't really into it anyway.
Right.
You know? But,
right.
but you know, once people were in the sequence, nobody left.
Excellent.
You know?
Yeah, and that doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, that's why I asked the question, because that was the response I thought I was going to get. Because people, this is the number one thing that I hear in these case studies is, oh, I didn't want to send that last email. Even if you go look at, you know, product launch formula, I think the example with David Fry that we used, he did a great launch, but he ended up, you know, pulling a punch right at the end and not sending that final email.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do it,
yeah.
You know, because people are busy. They forget about you. They forget about that deadline, or they don't believe you. So
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So after that, when was the next email that you sent them, and what was that one? Just curious.
Probably 24 to 48 hours later in the next day or two.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly. But, yeah, and it was, you know, it was a recap.
Mm-hmm.
And it was what we'd done. It was what our new customers are saying. It was how, you know, you can download the demo if you haven't done so yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and experience what all these other people are experiencing.
Mm.
You know, for free, try it out,
yep.
That kind of thing. You know, and you know, I did some, I don't like to talk price a whole lot with my customers.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like it in some ways can devalue the product.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some cheaper ones out there that, you know, aren't quite as functional, but they, you know, they do certain things. And then also because a lot of my customers are, you know, or a lot of my potential prospects that get in touch with me or my site are 15 and don't have a credit card anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they say things that, you know, oh, can I have a copy free because I don't have any money kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one of the things that I talked about in the second follow-up letter or, you know, the follow-up letter after the launch had occurred, was that, you know, yeah, you can go out there, and there are other bots out there, and, you know, you can find one or two that are a little bit cheaper. Here's the things that they don't do,
mm-hmm.
and here's what mine does, you know, and here's how you can go and get the demo and see for yourself how it works. This whole campaign is based on this is how it works, see for yourself. And, you know, so I talked a little bit about price at that point with them since it had gone up. And you know, again, I mean, you know, sales kept coming in, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. It's funny because you're in a market. I forgot, you know, as we're recapping the amazing parts of your story, I forgot about that part because, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, MySpace is a huge phenomenon, but, you know, no one there's got any money and they're not buying.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's another amazing feat here is you went into a market that, you know, most people say just that there is no market there in terms of selling stuff, but, you know, you proved that wrong.
Well, and yeah, if you look in, like, marketing forums right now, mm-hmm. everybody's talking about MySpace right now,
mm-hmm.
you know. And this is also kind of one of the reasons why I didn't really launch in internet marketing
mm-hmm.
when I first, you know, was talking about it, because I would talk to guys about it and what my product does. You can use it to market directly to MySpace, or you can use it to get backlinks to your site.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I talked to a couple guys about it, and everybody was pretty unenthusiastic.
Mm.
And at that point, I didn't want to take the time to make people enthusiastic about something that they didn't care about.
Right.
And thought that my time, at least at that point, would be better spent working with people on MySpace who already know about MySpace and are enthusiastic about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that isn't to say that it couldn't have been done.
Right.
You know, I mean, it could have very easily been done with, you know, had I had a little bit more experience, I think. And then, you know, I mean, a leaked report on, you know, how to market on MySpace.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that would have done, you know, incredible things.
Right. Well, and you can still do it. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Sure, people are talking about it now, and put people are here and there putting out, a cheap report on how to do it or whatever. But, I mean, at this point, you've got huge credibility. You know, there's not too many people have a direct marketing business doing $500,000.
Yeah.
And, you know, purely through MySpace.
Yeah. Well, and that's, you know, the thing is people are putting out these reports now and everybody's kind of starting to listen now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, yeah, I mean, there's – and even if you're not marketing, you know, a product like this, there's a lot of room – on MySpace, and yeah, some of the people are young, and some of the people aren't buying, but there's a lot of people who are.
There's a lot of people there, period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, if you've got something that audience is interested in, you know, you can make money on it.
Mm-hmm. Now, through this whole launch process, it sounds like you've created a good dialogue with the people that bought from you, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I really tried to.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, they're already, this is another thing a lot of people miss. It's like, once they go through, let me back up. First of all, the product launch process, this whole, everything I teach is fun. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, would you agree with that?
Yeah.
I mean, other than being terrified on launch day. You know,
I'm a bit excited, too.
You know? I mean, it's a fun process, and it's a fun process for yourself, the person doing the launch.
Mm-hmm.
It's also fun for the prospects,
mm-hmm.
and it's also fun for the people who buy.
Yeah.
And so what happens is you end up with a whole bunch of people that buy, and they're all happy that they bought.
Mm-hmm.
They're all happy with you. They're all excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that tends to do a lot of good things.
Yeah.
Going forward.
Yeah, one of the things that I did in terms of, you know, increasing my credibility, you know, and again, overcoming the cynicism in this market, was I made myself available on Instant Messenger.
Wow.
Yeah, which was, I mean, I will tell you, it was the biggest time sucker of my life.
I imagine.
You know, but during the whole, you know, pre-launch sequence and stuff, you know, I would sign on for a few hours a day and talk to people and answer their questions, and they knew that I was a real person then.
Mm-hmm.
And that made a huge difference in this market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, yeah, emails, I answered their emails and stuff, but to get me in real time,
mm-hmm.
I think made a really big difference for a lot of people.
Wow.
And that, I do that maybe once a month now. you know, sign on to Instant Messenger and talk to people, and, you know, answer questions in real time. And they love it. But, you know, what I did in the past in terms of building that foundation of being a real person, you know, and then in my videos, like, I don't try to sound like anything but myself, you know. So my customers know that there's a real person behind the product, which you don't see with any of the other products, you know, the competitors' products. And I think that that's made a huge difference because, you know, I am not afraid to use slang. Like, I mean, you know, I'm not old. I like to think I'm not anyway. But, you know, I mean,
we all think that.
Yeah.
My parents think that.
I know, I keep wondering when I'm going to feel like I've grown up. But, you know, I mean, I'm 27, so, you know, a lot of these kids who are, you know, 21 or 18 or something and are playing around on MySpace, you know, at least I'm not, you know, a 60-year-old. And so they can kind of identify with me a little bit.
Right.
And the way that I write my emails and the way that I speak to them in Instant Messenger and the way that I talk in the videos conveys that. You know, and I just tried to make myself sound like somebody who, you know, had a good idea or had a had a problem with what was available, or, you know, and saw some ways to improve it, and am now sharing that with people, which is exactly what happened.
Right, you're telling your story. There's nothing more powerful than the truth.
Yeah, and they love it.
Yep.
You know, there's nothing more that, that my customers want than to know that there's a real person behind what they're buying.
And going forward, I mean, I bet you that you mentioned the relaunch. And I bet you at least some of the ideas around that relaunch and some of the power around that relaunch is going to come from your current clients.
I've got, I mean, you know, my customers are amazing, you know, and the people who really get it and understand what the product's for and who use it appropriately as opposed to abusing it, you know, swear by it and have nothing but, you know, the most wonderful things to say. I mean, they go to the end of the world for me.
That's,
they tell me that, you know, I've changed their life.
Wow. That's
you
great.
Know, because I've helped them get their band's name out there. You know, and that is their life.
Yep. That is awesome.
Yeah. And that's the coolest thing in the end.
It is.
You know, when you get those emails and stuff from people who are like, wow, you know, this is what this did for me, just like I emailed you, you know, and
right.
they're emailing me.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. You know, yeah, the money's great, and it's life-changing. I imagine the money is changing your life and has changed it. So, you know, we can't discount that, but you're right. The satisfaction that you get out of touching someone in their, you know, their life, is just, it's huge, and that's the thing that keeps you going and keeps you excited. Yeah, you might have done your product, put your product out there, made all your money, but what gives you the energy to keep, you know, keep servicing your clients and keep marketing your product for new clients is that
absolutely
that satisfaction.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, I'm at a level, you know, in terms of earnings with this where I don't really have to do a relaunch.
Right.
You know, I mean,
right.
You know, I don't have to do all that stuff. You know, I'm gonna redo the videos on the site so that they're a little clearer. You know, just stuff like that, just to make it a little bit better. And it isn't because, you know, I don't, you know, redoing a video isn't gonna make my sales explode.
No.
You know, but knowing that the product works and that my customers, you know, are really happy with it, you know, I want to give as much as I can back to them to thank them for you know, being a part of what I'm doing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Michelle, this is I'm so glad we talked. It's an amazing story.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I know there was hard work. Hard work and vision behind it and execution, because you made it sound easy when you described it here, but there, I know it's not ever that easy.
No.
There's hard work and there's getting things done and there's vision, and so it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Why don't you give everyone your URL?
http://, obviously, www.badder.com.
Cool. So, Michelle, for people thinking about buying Product Launch Formula, what would you say to them?
Oh, gosh, I would tell them, don't hesitate. You know, I mean, it's all the tools in Product Launch Formula that got me to where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was worth its price, you know.
About 500 times over.
Yeah, thank you for doing the math. I appreciate it.
It's okay. Well, that's excellent. Thank you very much. Definitely keep me up to date.
I will. Thank you.
Sure, and congratulations again. It's very exciting to hear.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.